Maine's top law enforcement and election officials say Governor Paul LePage attempted to discourage college students from voting when he threatened to investigate whether they followed all voter and residency laws after the election. The ACLU of Maine says it's filing a complaint with the U.S. Department of Justice alleging the governor violated the Federal Voting Rights Act. Steve Missler has our story.
The governor's threat to ensure college students register their vehicles and obtain Maine driver's licenses seemed to validate anonymously drafted flyers that were distributed at Bates College over the weekend. The flyers, dubbed a legal advisory, purported to outline requirements to establish residency and vote in Maine, but they were quickly deemed misleading by Secretary of State Matt Dunlap, a Democrat. He said the messages conflated two separate issues, requirements to vote and establishing residency. Dunlap said the flyers were ultimately an attempt to intimidate college students from voting in Tuesday's election.
And anybody who does think it's cute to win an election, really, I think it's a treasonable offense. That's how I feel about it. I feel very strongly about it.
While the state does require anyone planning to live in Maine for more than a month to get a driver's license and register their car here, neither requirement is tied to the eligibility to vote. According to Dunlap and Attorney General Janet Mills, voting laws do not treat out-of-state college students any differently than any other citizen. If they can prove they're living here, they can vote here.
The law doesn't care why you're here in Maine.
Attorney General Mills says all anyone needs to register to vote is to provide something that shows they live here. It could be a driver's license or a utility bill. And if a student or anyone doesn't have either of those, they can sign an affidavit at the polls swearing to their residence.
The residency requirements for voting are extremely loose because it is a constitutional entitlement.
The partisan dispute over out-of-state college students voting in Maine has a history. In 2012, Maine Republican Party Chairman Charlie Webster accused more than 200 students of voting in Maine and in their home states. An investigation later proved that never happened. At the time, Democrats said the effort was designed to intimidate college students. That same outcry erupted over the weekend and on Monday when the governor issued a warning to students against committing voter fraud. Bates President Clayton Spencer said LePage's remark echoed the intent of the anonymous flyers.
I was disappointed to see that he seemed to be arraying himself on the side of whoever is trying in the state to suppress student voting.
Some students at Bates said the flyers had the intended effect. Pernith Kong, a senior from New Jersey, said some students are now worried they're breaking the law.
I think it might have scared some people off in thinking that what they're doing is illegal and that they might have like repercussions for voting, and it definitely made people nervous.
The governor's statements prompted the ACLU of Maine to ask the Department of Justice to investigate LePage for voter intimidation. Zach Hayden is an attorney at the ACLU.
The Federal Voting Rights Act prohibits threats, intimidation, and coercion designed to make it less likely that people are going to vote. Today's action by Governor LePage, we believe, violates the Voting Rights Act.
The governor didn't back down from his statement. He pointed to laws posted on the Secretary of State's website showing that people who claim residency here must also register their vehicles and obtain a Maine driver's license. Neither Dunlap nor Mills dispute the residency requirements, but they say the governor is deliberately mixing two issues. Mills said state election officials do not check to see if voters register their cars or vice versa.
It's a political statement he's made, purely political statement by a politician intending to skewer an election, intending to discourage people from exercising their constitutional right to vote.
Emily Manter, a student at Bates, said the rules governing voting rights and residency were creating confusion for students.
All of that language is really convoluted throughout that whole page, if you read it, and kind of different sides can pick and choose. And I think that the law needs to be clarified.
Dunlap held a news conference Monday to say the governor's statement and the Bates flyers were not isolated incidents. He said students at the University of Maine had received emails with similar information, including a threat that students could lose their financial aid. He described the effort to suppress the student vote as shameful. The controversy erupted on the eve of an election in which the stakes are especially high in the 2nd Congressional District. That's where both Bates and the University of Maine are located. The district could play an outsized role in the presidential election, especially for Republican hopeful Donald Trump. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.